Coming up shortly here on NewsHour, what would a softening of sanctions mean for Iranians? We'll ask that question on the day that Iran starts curbing its uranium enrichment programme. But first, as part of our adulthood series on NewsHour, we'll meet five young entrepreneurs from around the world. Today's business leader is the South African Ludwig Marishani. Growing up in rural Limpopo, the child of a fairly wealthy dad and an extremely poor mum, he developed a product called Dry Bath when he was 17. Last year, Time magazine named him as one of the top 30 under 30 people who are changing the world. Google named him one of the 12 brightest young minds in the world. He's 23. How did he get started?
I came up with a couple of ideas when I was in high school that didn't work out until eventually in the 11th grade, I came up with a product called Dry Bath, which was the world's first bath substituting gel. And effectively over the past 6 years, I've entered business plan competitions with the product in order to raise funding. We've gotten the product tested, we've gotten the product fully developed, we're in full manufacturing cycle now, and I won a couple of prestigious awards along the way, and effectively, I guess that's why you're talking to me today.
Tell me what a dry bath is.
You effectively have to think about people who use the bucket bathing method. So this is the way I stay clean, and this is how almost half the world stays clean each and every day. You boil some water, you put it in a small bucket, you add some cold water, and then you wash yourself. And the problem is that the water gets extremely soapy, therefore it becomes really tough for you to rinse the soap off. You have to kneel. It's a very undignified way of staying clean each and every day. So effectively with Dry Bath, we said, look, how do we eliminate the soap, the water, and the whole experience? So it's a gel that you rub on, and effectively, if you're really dirty, as in you've got mud, dust, etc. on your skin, you can wipe off with a damp cloth and you're clean.
Ludwig, you were very young when you started experimenting with ideas and business plans. Was it difficult being taken seriously?
My dad raised me to have a really thick skin. Whenever I had ideas, whenever I tried to do something, he'd be the one who provided me with the most critical feedback. So I think I learned from a very young age not to take feedback to heart, especially if it was negative, just to actually take it for what it is and actually work and improve on it. So I always joke about how now everybody takes me seriously when I talk about Dry Bath and the story and how we got here. But the truth is, when I was still telling people about the idea 4 years ago, they all thought it was ridiculous. It was a joke. Not many of them took it seriously, but because I could see the gap and I knew how the people who actually needed the product actually would understand it, we kept pushing and we got to where we are now. I mean, right now, we're trying to start a no bathing weekend in the second weekend of July, where we're trying to get as many people in the world to skip baths. Whether or not they use Dry Bath, that's their choice. And that's another crazy idea that we're trying to get people to adopt and accept.
Well, you say whether they choose to use your product or not is not relevant, but presumably the campaign is designed to get them to be persuaded to use it.
What we've realized is that the people who use the most water are generally the ones who we don't expect them to use Dry Bath. But what we do is we want to raise awareness of the fact that, look, your bath is actually unnecessary and you actually don't need to be using that much water. It's more about bringing awareness to the fact that water is becoming so precious that wars will be waged over it. And the sooner we develop habits that benefit our water consumption, then it's definitely something that's going to make the world better.
You certainly don't lack self-confidence. What would you say to young people who are not as confident as you are, but who might have similar dreams?
First of all, I'd like to emphasize that the confidence that you develop is actually not something that's just within you. You actually learn to have it. So my rule of life and my general advice to entrepreneurs is always that you have to go through trial and error. The best soccer players only become the best after they've failed and gotten things wrong. So if you're not getting things wrong and learning, you will never get to a point where you become comfortable with the knowledge that you have developed, because you're constantly protecting yourself. So the worst that can happen in most cases is someone says no and they don't buy into it and you still continue going on.